Hello and welcome. Before we dive in with lots of great learning, let's take a moment to reflect on why it is we're here. To do that, let's first fully arrive where we are here and now, in our bodies, in the place where we are. Often, our bodies are in one place, but our minds are in another place. So let's just settle in, taking a few deep breaths. Feeling the breath come all the way in. Feeling the breath go all the way out. No need for the breath to be any particular way, long or short, deep or shallow. However it is right now, just feeling it as it is. So now having brought ourselves to where we are, maybe just a little bit more, let's take a moment to reflect. Bring to mind a child who you'd like to help, or maybe a group of children if you teach a class. See if you can picture their faces. Or maybe in your head say their names. Imagine them as you see them in your everyday life, them running around, sitting in class, playing. And as you hold these children in mind, let's make a few reflections. First, that this child is a young human being, full of all the things that come with a human life. They have thoughts and emotions. This child, like me, is exploring the world, discovering it. This child, like me, has moments of feeling empowered, curious. This child, like me, also has moments of doubt, fear, uncertainty. This child, like me, has the potential for growth embedded within them. This child, like me, ultimately wishes to be happy. And now, having held in mind this child or these children for a little while, I invite you to ask this question and see if anything comes to mind for you. What is it that I would wish for this child? Perhaps to be happy, to have peace in their life, to have fulfilling relationships. Whatever it is that comes to mind for you. And now another question to hold lightly and to see what comes up for you. What qualities in myself will help me to support this child? It could be patience, kindness, being present and attentive, whatever it is that comes to mind for you. whatever it is that came up for you for these two questions, what you wish for these children, the intentions for yourself, cherish these, keep them in mind. Think of them like little seeds. They may be seeds inside you that feel very faint, that you've forgotten about, or they may feel strong and powerful, like they're already growing. Either way, it's okay. Over the course of the learning that you'll do here, keep these in mind. Come back to them often. Water the seed with your attention, with remembrance, and with curiosity and kind-heartedness towards yourself. There's no need for self-criticism here. If you wander off course 1,000 times, come home to it 1,000 times. Let's close with a few breaths in and out to again collect our minds before heading back into the day. Feeling the breath all the way in and all the way out. Okay, thanks for joining me in this practice. I encourage you to find somewhere to write down the intentions that came up for you. It could be in the front of a notebook or journal that you use. It could just be on a post-it note. But put it somewhere so that it will be an invitation for you to remember. Thanks, best wishes, and I'll see you next time.